It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple from Service Masters. I've got Jed and Aliza. Now, Service Masters, as a business, has been in the business for over 30 years. Jed and Aliza just purchased the business, well, not just, 4 years ago. And we're going to talk about some of the great things that they do down there. And, you know, it's in our area, we have a lot of issues that happen, like with water and things like that. They can handle all of that for you, and it's a lot easier than you think. Jed and Aliza, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate that you're here for us.
Thank you.
Jed, let's talk for a moment first, before we get into everything else, about Service Masters. As I said, they've been around for over 30 years.
Yeah, Service Master been here for a long time. Kerry Jensen started it. He used to be a coal miner, and he kind of, in the off season, he was doing this. Then he started doing it full time.
And you guys purchased it from him about 4 years ago, is that correct?
Yeah, we purchased it with him 4 years ago. We do a lot of water damage and some fire restoration. Not so many fires nowadays, but we do four or five a year.
And the one thing that we were talking about is the fact that you guys are a full service. It's like you guys will come in. First thing that they should do, you said, is turn off the water.
Yeah, turn off the water. Call your insurance company. Call us. Call your insurance company. Doesn't really matter. But the sooner that you get the water sucked up and drying, the less damage it's going to do.
And you guys will come in, you'll get it all taken care of, you'll get it dried out, and then you'll even work towards getting it back to the way that it was before, right? You guys are take care of all of that.
Yeah, we'll come in, and depending on where the source of the water comes in, there's more extensive stuff if it's sewer damage. If it's clean water, we'll try and dry it and do as little damage to your home as possible. But if it's clean water and it sits in your house for a week and it starts to smell bad and then you call us, you might have some mold. You might have some other issues that we need to deal with. But the sooner it's dried out, the less damage the water will do.
And one of the things, and you just brought it up, one of the things that we talked about before we came on the air is, you know, a lot of people, one of the big concerns nowadays is black mold. And a lot of people see mold in our area and think that it is, but it's very difficult for black mold to happen here. Doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, but it's very difficult in our area, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds of mold, and usually if you see mold on some drywall or something, it's not black mold, it's dormant mold. It's dried up and it's sitting there, and all it's doing is waiting for some water to come. And if the water comes, then it'll start growing again. And when mold is growing, it puts out spores that if you have low immune tolerance or lung issues, those mold spores can affect you, kind of like pollen.
And so you guys come in and you'll take care of all of that. But it all starts when you have a problem. The first thing you need to do is give them a call, and that's where Aliza comes in. Aliza, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So let's talk about when somebody calls you and says, hey, I've got a flooded basement. What do you guys do? What starts that clock ticking?
So I just get their information and their address and phone number, and then I usually tell them I'll call them right back, and I get a hold of Jed and say, hey, we got a water damage or a fire that we need to get to, and then he'll tell me how, you know, that will be there at this time, and so then I'll call the customers back and let them know what time we'll be there to help them, which is usually right away, and then I sometimes go over there to their house, and then I take a bunch of photos for them and kind of talk with them, have them sign the paperwork for us to be able to work onto their home, and then help them go through the insurance process.
And the one thing that we talked about, and you said that they can either call you first or call the insurance first. It doesn't matter. You guys work with their insurance companies.
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize that some water damage is covered by insurance. Is that kind of what you guys are noticing?
Yes.
They'll see, you know, they'll have some water issues or something like that, and they won't even think twice about it. They'll just take care of it themselves.
Yeah.
And without you guys, it's like, you know what, you can take it. Your insurance can cover part of this anyway.
Yeah. I think 20 years ago, I came home and we had 3 inches of water in our basement, and I hauled everything out, and we sucked up the water with a shop vac, and I had a couple of fans, and we put them down there, and then some stuff molded, and we threw it out, and we cleaned everything with Clorox, and I didn't even know we could call the insurance. But I called the insurance. It's basically a deductible, and the insurance takes care of everything.
So a lot of people need to realize that. There are some things when it comes to water that your insurance won't cover, but you never know until you call them and find out. Isn't that true?
Yeah. So true.
You've got to take care of that.
Always call the insurance company. If water comes from the outside in, it's probably not covered. But it depends on your policy. It depends on what you've paid for. But you still want the insurance company to know there's an issue.
At least have an idea, just in case. You never know. All right, Aliza, if people want to get a hold of you guys, if they have an issue or anything like that, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just give us a call on our phone number, which is 435-637-9165. Or you can also reach me on our website, which is www.servicemasterofprice.com. And you can also send us a text or email us there too.
You can get a hold of them all that way. And you guys wanted to take a moment and say, coming up on June 21st, you're going to have a customer appreciation barbecue or luncheon down. Is it going to be there at your place?
Yeah, it'll be at the shop, which is 394 East and 400 South in Price, Utah.
And you're just going to invite all your vendors and everybody out to come out, have some lunch, and you know what? Just come down and say thank you, really.
Yes, it's from 12 to 2.
All right. So, and we'll be down there as well. We'll talk more about that the closer that it gets. Jed and Aliza from Service Masters, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.